From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican-led U.S. Congress began its 115th session Tuesday with a swearing-in of members and the re-election of Paul Ryan as Speaker.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is the kind of thing that most of us only dreamed about. I know because I used to dream about this a lot. The people have given us unified government. And it wasn't because they were feeling generous. It was because they want results.
House Republican lawmakers dropped plans to take control of the Independent Office of Congressional Ethics, a move that could have limited the group's ability to investigate wayward lawmakers. Syrian government forces have escalated their attacks near the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the army is trying to capture the water-rich areas around the village of Wadi Barada and Barada Valley. The government says rebels have damaged key water infrastructure, causing water supplies to be cut. Meanwhile, a coalition of rebel groups say they will suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month in Kazakhstan. The rebels say they are withdrawing because they say the government is violating the current ceasefire. Suspected Muslim rebels attacked a jail in the southern Philippines Wednesday, releasing more than 130 inmates. A jail official says one guard was killed in the incident at North Cotabato District Jail in Kitapawan. Turkish media have broadcast a video of a man they say is the suspected gunman who killed 39 people during a New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The video appears to be from a cell phone. The man does not speak in it. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday criticized General Motors, the country's biggest automaker, for sending its Mexican-made Chevrolet Cruze models for sale in the U.S. tax-free. Trump threatened to impose a hefty tariff on the company. GM says it already makes most of its Cruze cars in the U.S. Meanwhile, the Ford Motor Company Tuesday scrapped plans to build a new factory in Mexico. The company says it will instead expand a plant in Michigan to build electric and self-driving cars.
A $700 million investment and 700 new U.S. jobs, resulting in the transformation of this plant into one of the world's most flexible and high-tech manufacturing centers.
Ford Chief Executive Mark Fields, he called it a vote of confidence in Trump's pro-growth policies. Meanwhile, Trump tapped Robert Leitziger as the U.S. trade representative. A free trade skeptic, Leitziger is expected to take a hard line against China. An Indian minister has received widespread criticism for suggesting that Western clothes were responsible for a series of sexual assaults in the city of Bangalore on New Year's Eve. Karnataka Home Minister G. Parameshwara made the remark to the Times Now television network. And Abu Amzi, leader of the Indian regional Samajwadi Party, echoed those comments, blaming women's short dresses for the incidents and calling Western influence a blot on the Indian culture. Lathika Kumaramangalam of the Indian National Commission for Women called on Parameshwara to resign over the comments.
Man at that level of society, or, you know, who's obviously an important part of what sort of decisions take place in this country, talks like that. Where is this country heading?
Local media say hundreds of women fled the streets and hid behind police as a mob descended on them on New Year's Eve.
Vidat Paris, Vidat Sark.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday a planned Middle East peace conference in Paris is futile. 70 countries are expected to participate in the January 15th event, but Israel will not. Mr. Netanyahu worries that the meeting will result in new United Nations resolutions against Israel. The meeting is expected to reiterate international support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There are reports Tuesday that notorious serial murderer Charles Manson has been taken from a California prison to a local hospital in Bakersfield, California. Prison officials have not yet confirmed the reports. The 82-year-old Manson has been in prison since 1971, serving 9 life sentences for a series of 7 murders. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.